Welcome, everyone. This is Dan DeMay in Sarasota, Florida. So glad you joined us for a very special edition of the Thursday night Global Partners Network training call. It's special for the reason that we've got a very, very important guest speaker joining us tonight. Paper and pencil are highly recommended because you're going to be getting a tremendous amount of great information, great news about current and upcoming product launches that you won't want to miss. Absolutely going to be a fantastic call, and it gives me a tremendous amount of pleasure and a great privilege as well to bring on our featured guest speaker, Dr. Joseph Chang from the home office. Now, I know we have lots of new listeners to the call, so let me share with you a little bit about Dr. Chang's background because it's so important that you understand where he's coming from. And once you understand his background, then you'll understand why your capital partner, New Skin Enterprises, is such a science-based operation. Dr. Chang, as I mentioned, is the Chief Scientific Officer and Executive Vice President of Product Development at New Skin Enterprises, and he was appointed to that position in February of 2006. You might know that Dr. Chang is a prolific author. He's written many articles, but the most popular of which, of course, is the New York Times best-selling book called The Aging Myth. You'll definitely want to pick it up. But he enjoys a comprehensive knowledge of both the pharmaceutical and the dietary supplement industries, and he serves as a member of the Executive Committee for New Skin Enterprises. Before joining the company, he served as President and Chief Scientific Officer of Pharmanex, which, of course, you recognize as a company that was acquired by New Skin in 1998. Now, before joining Pharmanex, Dr. Chang served as both the President and Chief Scientific Officer at Binary Therapeutics and also at Osteoarthritis Sciences. And he's also held various executive research management positions at Wyeth, Arist, Rhone, Poulenc, Rohr, and other significant biotechnology companies. And he's been involved in both the research of natural products for arthritis and for cancer treatment. So Dr. Chang certainly has a strong scientific background. He received his Bachelor of Science degree from Portsmouth University and his doctorate from the University of London. So it gives me a tremendous pleasure to bring on board our special guest speaker, Dr. Joseph Chang. Joe, welcome.
Dan, thank you. Pretty exciting to get on a call with you.
Well, it's always fun. We have a great time together, and I love to pick your brain. You're always so forthcoming with the information. I want to tell our listeners that tonight's topic principally will be Age Lock Youth and Age Lock Me, because they certainly are hot topics now in the markets. And, of course, Age Lock Youth will be available in the U.S. market via the Automatic Delivery Rewards Program beginning March 1st. And then Age Lock Me, the unique customized skincare device, will be introduced to the U.S. market during a limited time offering, we call it the LTO, in the fall, October. So, Dr. Chang, we always have some new folks listening, as I mentioned, and certainly there will be new folks listening to the recorded version of this call at gpnworld.com. But even though you and I have discussed this particular subject on some previous calls, I'd like to get your unique perspective as to how and why New Skin Enterprises is really such a dominant player in the youth preservation industry. So if you would please tell us a little bit about your scientific team and the robust research and development program that you lead there.
Well, sure, Dan. I mean, like everything else in science, right, it is a discipline and a field of study where really a scientist has to do and generate experimental data and scientific evidence so that whatever we claims that we make behind our products, we are able to substantiate it. That is really the fundamental tenet of scientific research, and that is you got to do what you say and not just say what you say. And that's the reason then why, you know, within New Skin, we have close to 75 senior scientists working in our labs, because those are the scientists that generate the data. Those are the scientists that come up with really important and meaningful approaches to anti-aging. And without these scientists, frankly, I'm just a spokesperson on their behalf, because, you know, it's their work, their actual experimental and scientific studies that have finally led us to a product such as Youth. Is, in fact, I would imagine, looking at all the things we've done over the last 5 years, is the culmination of our so-called H-Lock approach. And that H-Lock approach, based on a genetic understanding of aging, or the aging process in the body, has given us many wonderful products. And perhaps we can talk a bit more about that as we go on this conversation. But just remember, age lock over the last 5 years has become, you know, almost a $5 billion brand in Nu Skin, Dan. It's a wonderful accomplishment, I think, by our scientists bringing such meaningful anti-aging products to all of you.
It's a humongous, tremendous accomplishment. There's no question. Joe, you gave a really powerful presentation at the company's annual kickoff event in January in Fort Lauderdale. I was privileged to be part of the audience. And there were so many amazing takeaways from your discussion. Let's talk about a few of them. You mentioned, yep. And I think it was your statement, that, quote, all signs of aging are either genetic or gene-based, close quote. So maybe you can share with us how that plays into the exclusive database that Nu Skin has acquired, is developing, and is mining at this very moment.
Yep. Well, Dan, that came from a fundamental insight and a profound insight that our scientists collectively came up with, and that is since 2003 when the body was mapped and we discovered and identified what we now call the human genome, that there are about roughly 25,000 genes, helping the body to function and, for intents and purposes, controlling how the body functions. So immediately after the announcement of this incredible achievement, and some of you may have heard about it back in 2003, it was actually compared to landing the first person on the moon, that accomplishment. So it was a big scientific breakthrough. And based on that, our scientists got together and said, hey, how can we use and leverage of this important fundamental discovery and apply it to what we do in our anti-aging product development efforts? And after some discussion and intense discussion, we discovered that really there are certain genes that are very important and relevant in regulating the aging process. And there was a second insight we had, and we say, okay, then the obvious next question would be, what are the genes? And that's when we acquired this genetic company or gene company called LifeGen in 2011, because they really help us answer that question. And that is, with their help and collaboration, we have been able to identify those age-related genes. And once we had that, we are able to then embark on our product discovery journey, and where we can say, okay, well, what are the things and natural ingredients that we can blend together to affect this gene expression profile of such genes. And after 5 years, I mean, it took a long time. As I mentioned, it's not an overnight success insofar as how we discover our products. It's fundamental. We got to generate the scientific evidence. And after 5 years of that hard work, I think we came about and be able to bring this product that we call Youth to the marketplace and to all of you. And I think the most important thing to realize once we launch Youth is that it's not just a nutritional supplement. It is our most advanced anti-aging supplement, and that is the biggest differentiation we've found with this product that we call Youth now.
So, Joe, why do you call it the most advanced anti-aging supplement? What makes it different? What makes it unique? And why is the competition scrambling to figure out what in the world you guys have done over there at Nu Skin Enterprises?
Yeah. Well, our scientific studies, as I mentioned, we conduct those studies, and the data demonstrate that every time we evaluated youth in scientific studies, we see things that we don't usually see with your regular nutritional supplement. We're starting to see its impact on these genes, and subsequent to that impact, we're starting to see functional changes and functional benefits that we don't usually observe with any nutritional supplement. So based on such data, and it's every time we do a study with you, we're starting to find something new that is positive and something that has an impact on, for intents and purposes, sort of preserve the youthfulness in the body regardless of age. And that's why we don't, as a scientist, we felt that it would be a disservice to call it just a nutritional supplement, and hence the reason why we call it an anti-aging supplement instead.
So what kind of examples can you share with us, Joe, about the changes that you're seeing in the body based upon the scientific research that you're conducting?
Yeah, just to share one particular human clinical study with all of you on this call. And there was a study that we conducted on human skin because the skin is a wonderful window into the rest of the body. You can see it, you can observe changes in it rather quickly and visually. So it's not a tissue that's hidden inside the body, but nonetheless, it reflects what's happening inside the body. So we used the skin as our human clinical model, if you will, and tested several subjects before and after use. In other words, we gave a group of these healthy subjects a placebo, and to another group of subjects, we gave youth without telling them which particular product they're taking, and observe both groups for over a period of 12 weeks. And what we did was then somewhat irritate the skin to cause some kind of an inflammatory response. And what we show is that before either a placebo or a youth treatment or youth administration, we found that the inflammatory response was identical. So it was similar intensity and similar in terms of duration of this inflammatory response that we cause on the skin. And then after 12 weeks, we apply the same stimulus to the skin to induce the identical inflammatory response. And much to our surprise, and actually we're rather ecstatic with the results, is that the placebo didn't do anything. Got the same degree of inflammation, but with a youth group, what we found was that after 12 weeks, the inflammatory response was markedly reduced in the skin. And the reason why we're excited is because we are not just looking at inflammation per se. We're looking at an inflammatory or inflammation-related aging defense mechanism. We know from the scientific literature that if we can somehow modulate or regulate the intensity of low-grade inflammation in the body, then we would be able to protect the aging defense mechanism, preserve it, and continue to have it working to slow down the aging process in the body. First time ever we have been able to show with a product in a human clinical study. So that was a powerful demonstration of the benefits of youth, proven and clinically proven now, and not just something that we predict that could happen on paper, but be able to show it in a particular study. Pretty exciting studies results that we have been obtaining with youth. And that is just one of many examples. Similarly, we did another clinical study in the brain now, where the brain is obviously, I think many of us, if not all of you, would appreciate when you are aging that is usually the first organ to be affected. And once again, we saw very significant and profound positive benefits on the brain activity after taking youth for 12 weeks. So Dan, we have two studies now to be able to substantiate what we make as far as claims, anti-aging claims with the product that we call youth.
Well, I appreciate that because that explains another statement that I wanted to ask you about that you made at the Fort Lauderdale presentation, and that is you said something, and I'm paraphrasing, but I think I got it pretty close, that 12 months from now your body doesn't have to be a year older, and that ageLOC Youth actually helps the body develop a body shield. So it's really that powerful, really that significant, just coming from two capsules twice a day, and the science supports that? Is that what you're saying tonight, Doctor?
Yep, Dan, that's exactly what our studies are showing. With two capsules in the morning and two capsules in the evening, we are able to provide, with this particular product, the ability to sort of almost separate biological aging from chronological aging. And if that's a bit too technical, what I mean is that, like exactly what you said, 12 months from now, you are going to be a year older, but your body doesn't have to be 12 months older. So that's the biggest difference we can say about this product use.
It's pretty incredible. And now what type of practical experiences are you hearing from the folks who are taking the product in terms of benefits that they see on a day-to-day basis?
We've been hearing a lot, and it's broad spectrum type of benefits we've been hearing about. I think one, if I look at all the observations and feedback we've been getting from folks who have been taking youth, I can sum it up in perhaps one sentence, and that is, it all depends on how your body is aging. In other words, each one of us ages slightly differently. Some of us will feel some physical sort of slowing down. Some of us might feel more on the mental side of the aging process. So depending on how, each one of you will get a benefit from taking youth, but the difference would be will vary from individual to individual. Some will get a much better a mental kind of benefit compared to another person who might be a bit more physically active. That person will have a more significant physical benefit. So it's all up to the individual, but you can rest assured that by breaking this linkage between chronological aging and biological aging, you will have suddenly a functional benefit.
Fantastic. So it's available, AgeLockly Youth is available in the U.S. market on the Automatic Delivery Rewards Program starting March 1st. The information is already on the website. Take a look at that. And now let's shift, if we could please, Joe, to AgeLockMe. And I know this is already available in some of our international markets, and it's coming to the U.S., as I mentioned, in October via the limited time offer for executive sales leaders. So this is really unique. AgeLockMe is completely unique. It's 100% proprietary, and it's a huge game changer, I'm hearing, in the skincare industry. So what can you tell us about this device, skincare device?
Yes. Well, this is our first customized breakthrough skincare system where, with the help of this particular device, we are able to offer each and every one of our customers the ability to customize skincare. So never been able to do before, because can you imagine, right, when we bring out a product, it's usually a skincare product that is either in a jar or in a bottle, and that's what you're going to get and that's what you're going to use, regardless of your skin type. So after many years and understanding, once again, the skin obviously is a tissue in the body, understanding the genes related to how skin ages, we're able to use that knowledge and come up with this system consisting of a device together with unique formulations of anti-aging serum to provide everybody customized skincare. And the way you customize is very simple, because what you get initially is a set of what we call calibration cartridges containing these anti-aging formulations. And after you use it for a few weeks, you will be able to say, well, answering roughly about 25 questions on your smartphone. It comes with an app. And based on those answers that you provide back to us, we then will be able to say, okay, for this person, you need cartridge X. For another person, perhaps, they need a cartridge Y. So we can fine-tune the anti-aging serum precisely and accurately for you, because now we have your feedback on the experience on the first calibration set, and then the next set will be totally and absolutely customized for that consumer. A wonderful device and very easy to use. It's touchless, and once you program it the first time, you're done. Every morning, you get your anti-aging treatment, and in the evening, it switches over to a slightly different anti-aging system, and because the night is different, you'll be sleeping, and you'll be getting a slightly different sort of cream coming out from the device. Very little manipulation that you have to do once we receive your answers. And it's nothing of its kind in the world so far. It's customized, like I said, and so far we haven't really seen anything that can compete on that level with the AgeLockMe device.
You know, I experienced the device at the kickoff in Fort Lauderdale,
yep.
And it's really a very cool device. You simply put your hand under the device, it beeps and dispenses the product. And if you forget, I'm told that in the morning and in the evening, it'll beep and remind you, use me, you forgot to use me. And that is supposed to improve the compliance, and I imagine it's just an amazing way to make sure that you're getting the full benefit. I guess there's just a ton of research and development that went into this. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I mean, with what I think the last count, we invested close to $40 million to develop the system. And remember now, nothing of its kind exists until today, right? So everything has to be invented literally from ground zero. You know, how you mix the cream together, how you deliver the cream out of the device, and then what sort of formulations we should put into the cartridges so that when they are combined together in a set of five, it will develop, it will deliver a consistent anti-aging serum. You know, it comes out and how to preserve. By the way, this is rather interesting and it should not be forgotten. This cartridge system that we had developed to contain the ingredients, it's not just to make it into a cartridge. The cartridge inside is actually vacuum packed, and that's almost very important to remember, because the vacuum pack preserves the potency of the anti-aging ingredients. Otherwise, if you put these anti-aging ingredients into a jar, it will rapidly deteriorate over time once you open up the lid. So this is the only system that can provide you fresh, 100% potent ingredients, because it comes out at the time of use, you know, and then it quickly goes back into a vacuum environment to preserve its efficacy. So it's $40 million to develop all this. And it's almost, when you look at it, right, if you take those cartridges, you can literally and mechanically with hand, by pushing on it, to develop to deliver this this droplet of cream. But that droplet is so different from what the device can deliver, because it's a 40 it's a micro layering technology that we have incorporated into the device, and only the device can do that. Hand dispensation doesn't do that, so that's why it's almost critical and absolutely essential to use the device to push out the formulations from the cartridges.
So let's talk about business. From an entrepreneurial standpoint, we need to know for sure and for certain this has got patents published, it's got patents pending, it's proprietary, no one else can duplicate this. All true?
Correct. And almost every month we are writing up a patent and submitting it to the patent office for review. So that's how unique it is.
You know, I heard a great analogy that really made a lot of sense to me, and I think it will for our listeners as well. And if you're just joining us, we've got a lot of listeners on the call tonight. This is Dr. Joseph Chang, Chief Scientific Officer and Executive VP of Product Development at Nu Skin Enterprises, on the call tonight. I heard a great analogy, Dr. Chang, that, you know, those single-serve coffee makers that virtually every kitchen in the world now has, and the little pods that have to go in there in order to create that cup of coffee, that this AgeLock Me device is very similar to that, because once you have the device, you have to purchase the pods probably on a monthly basis to make the device work. So from a business standpoint, this looks like a guaranteed monthly revenue stream.
Yes, absolutely. And those cartridges, since they're customized for you, you can't get it anywhere else. It's designed for you, for the particular consumer. So the only way to get that set of five customized cartridges again is to order it through the company.
Fantastic. And going back to the comment you made a moment ago about the ingredients, I had heard, and correct me if I'm wrong, that some of the pods contain ingredients that are so powerful, so effective, but heretofore unable to be used because the traditional antimicrobials or antibacterial ingredients in virtually every other skincare product would have made those particular powerful ingredients unusable. Am I right on that track?
Yes, and the reason that they become unusable is because the first time you use it, right, you open up the lid of a jar, it's exposed to microbial, oxygen, air, and so on, and those things are very factors that will start degrading those ingredients.
And so these cartridges are infused with the ageLOC technology. You're going to get a powerful result from continual use, and you're going to be reminded to use the devices I mentioned. So it's really one of a kind. It's very, very exciting. And would you think and agree, Dr. Chang, that this literally is a game changer in the skincare industry, insofar as it's literally creating a brand new category, a brand new way to look at skincare?
Yes, it's a customized skincare, and not only will it change the skincare landscape in our particular industry, it's going to change the whole, whether it's mass market or wherever you can buy skincare products. This is going to change that particular landscape as well. So it's truly revolutionary.
And the distributors with this company are the only ones who have access to it. It's really amazing. You know, I heard one of the corporate presenters, one of your colleagues in Fort Lauderdale, mention this past weekend that he had a meeting in his office with a representative from a very, very well-known, very enormous skincare company in the industry. And that particular representative said, you know what, we're a little nervous. In fact, we're a lot nervous because we see what you guys are doing with this ageLOC Me, and this is going to change the landscape. So are you looking at it in that sense? This could be just a massive multi-billion dollar product on its own.
Oh, absolutely, because this is not just – one shouldn't look at ageLOC Me as a single product. You should look at it that this particular device allows us to create a brand, almost an unheard-of product platform that in the future we can actually create other types of cartridges that could be used together with the device.
Just amazing. So it's not ending there with the cartridges that are now in existence. You plan on creating new ones, developing new cartridges, new formulations, new combinations, so that it's truly ahead of the game in all respects, I take it.
Yeah. It's what I would call an enabling technology for us to use in the future.
Fantastic. Now, what can you tell us about what's to come down the road after ageLOC Youth, after ageLOC Me? You know, we're never satisfied. So as entrepreneurs, yeah, we always want to know what's next. We heard a little bit about the code names Epsilon and Kappa. What can you tell us about those?
Yeah, it's. I mean, I've already given you a hint that Me itself is already, you know, a sort of a harbinger of the future. But another category we are looking at, we have a galvanic spa, and that has been an incredible success for Nu Skin. And we're looking at that technology and see what else can we bring along those lines to be able to use like what our current customers are doing with the galvanic spa. So that's the Epsilon project in the future. It's somewhat, you know, complementary or related to the spa category. And then on the nutritional supplement side, already we have brought you Youth. It's the beginning of almost a new center of gravity for anti-aging. And our genetics and sort of gene science studies are indicating that there's another set of genes we should be looking at, and that should produce another wonderful product in roughly about 2 years from now.
Fantastic. So the research and development powerhouse continues to pump out amazing, really unique and proprietary products, and certainly more to come. We're running down the call. Dr. Chang, I want to ask you, from your perspective, you're on the inside of the company, but you also do a tremendous amount of traveling and interaction with the distributor force. You talk to countless leaders around the world about their Nu Skin businesses. What can you tell us from your perspective about the potential, the true opportunity potential that is represented by both ageLOC Youth and ageLOC Me to those distributors who want to build large, significant, long-term businesses?
I think what I'm hearing is that these two products allow each and every one of our leaders to build a sustainable business. You know, perhaps, you know, any other product could build a business, but I think the operative word here to remember is that it's going to be big, and it's going to be big for a long time. And that's really the differentiation that we have in Nu Skin, is the fact that these such products, I mean, it may not be the only thing that's required, but nonetheless, on the product side on its own, it can create such a huge category that the business opportunity is very sustainable. And the pipeline is full. Nu Skin is shooting overall, I mean, globally, for a $10 billion revenue base. And it provides, with that $10 billion target, you can imagine, right? For all our leaders, they have the ability to share a very big portion of that revenue base. So very exciting times. Almost Nu Skin is creating another ground floor opportunity, in my opinion.
Well, it's a great opinion. I think it's echoed by many people around the world, no question about it. You've been very generous with your time, as always, and I really appreciate it. Dr. Joseph Chang, Chief Scientific Officer, Executive VP of Product Development at Nu Skin Enterprises. Any final thoughts before we let you go tonight, Joe?
No. I think everybody, after hopefully, especially for the new people on the call, once you hear about these products, once you use the products, I think you will share my excitement, hopefully, that you can hear my voice as you listen to this call.
Very good. Well said. And I certainly appreciate it. Thanks very much, Dr. Joseph Chang, Chief Scientific Officer and Executive VP of Product Development. Thanks again for spending time with us tonight, and thanks to all of our listeners. And again, remind your teams that this will be archived at gpnworld.com, so take a listen to it and certainly circulate it to your organizations. Great call. Thanks again, Joe. Appreciate it very much. Have a good night.
Thank you, Dan. Thanks for inviting me. Bye, everybody.
Good night, everyone. Bye-bye.